My husband, Steve Day, and I founded Firebone Theater Company about 8 years ago now, when we were both working for Carolyn Rossi Copeland at the Lambs Theater. And we wanted to produce plays that would be in the mix with just the community of off-Broadway and off-off-Broadway theater companies. But that carried nuggets of the gospel in their stories. And so our passion was to make sure that we didn't get branded as a Christian theater, because we wanted non-believing audience to come see our shows. And we also wanted to be part of just the mainstream theater community of artists. We didn't see people doing that at the time. There probably were people doing it, but we just didn't know them, because New York City is a big place. But I think we just kind of wanted to reframe the conversation, because what we found was that in the theater world, you know, there was the Christian narrative was seen as hypocritical and not really valuable at all. It's not that we were, like, you know, trying to sneak subconscious Christian messages into our plays, or that we were trying to evangelize to people, but we just wanted to do plays that were artistically good, that, you know, carried the gospel inside their stories. We didn't want to end up, like, in a little Christian bubble where only Christians came and saw our plays. And we wanted to work with all kinds of artists, believing artists, non-believing artists, writers, actors, directors, all of that. Steven and I went to Redeemer Manhattan for years, and now we go to Redeemer Hoboken, which is a church plant of Redeemer Manhattan. And so we were aware of the Center of Faith and Works and participated in, you know, that program for years. And then Josh and Amelia, when they took over, are also members of Redeemer. So we all just kind of knew about it. When you hear the word entrepreneurship initiative, you don't normally think of theater companies, because you don't think of theater people as entrepreneurs, but actually that's exactly what we are. You know, we're entrepreneurs. Every time we produce a show, we're starting a new business, essentially. We all kind of said to each other, oh, well, we don't know if we'll get this, but it sure is nice that we have all this written down now. Mm-hmm. You know? And we kind of know what we're doing now, so, or what we're trying to do, at least. So that, was really just a useful process. The final stage is a really interesting process where you actually present your proposal to not only the people on the granting committee, but quite a large audience of people. And so it's pretty nerve-wracking. So we put together, you know, a slideshow, which everyone did, as well as a little excerpt from the show we had just produced called Son of a Gun, which we felt like really kind of like epitomizes what Firebone Theater is about. So we brought in some actors to do an excerpt from that. And then they just kind of drill you and ask you a bunch of questions. And then they decide, and I don't really know why they picked us over anybody else. But what was really exciting was once we were told that we had gotten the award, that we found out that there was all these things, all these resources that we didn't even realize were kind of part of it. Things like, you know, we can talk to a lawyer pro bono, which was amazing. Talking to having meetings with business people who could kind of look at our model and say, how can we help you guys get to the next stage from, like, a money perspective and things like that, which is huge, you know, because none of us are business people. And you know, we were having crazy ideas like, hey, let's make our entire next season completely free.
That was one of the ideas that we actually discussed very seriously for some time.
I feel like emotionally, it's given us a lot more emotional support as a group. Like, we feel like there's a body of people out there that are kind of cheering us on. And we had never felt that before. We had always felt like we were just kind of awash in a sea of, like, you know, we were just nobodies. And so it's like, oh, now it kind of feels like, oh, more people know who we are and what we're about, and they like it, you know. And whether they're coming to see our shows or not, they're like, oh, those Firebone Theater people, you know, way to go. And that's huge in terms of just kind of like feeling like you can keep going and you don't want to give up. Well, what Josh and Amelia kept telling me over and over again that I thought was great was they said, look, we don't feel like that the people at EI are asking us to conform to any, like, Redeemer theology or Redeemer, you know, like, charge of what Christian theater artists should be doing or anything like that. They said, we feel like they have just come alongside us and said, what you are and who you are, we want to just support that. And I think that that's always the fear of Christian artists in terms of, like, being involved in anything that's associated with the church. It's always like, oh, but they won't approve of this play that we're doing. Or, oh, they're going to censor me, you know. And we were surprised that that did not ever happen, nor was it even part of the discussion. There were never questions asked about that. It wasn't even on people's minds, really. And that was really refreshing and, like, kind of miraculous.